Been a while since I did a show because I've just been up to my eyeballs in work responsibilities. It's been crazy. And I've been stressed out a little bit. And, and so I haven't had time to think about doing a podcast, although a lot's been on my mind recently. And some things have come forward that made me think that maybe there's some real hope for all of us. You know, there has to be, right? So right now we're caught in the COVID pandemic. We're caught with people being afraid of that, afraid to do anything, the fear of that. And I don't agree with any of that. And, you know, I'm not saying this illness cannot hurt people and make them sick. I know people personally that have gotten pretty sick from this. And I feel myself included. And I know there's been some people that have died. But there's also people I've talked to that have said they lost a loved one and it was had nothing to do with COVID, yet the doctors came out and said it did, and they were very upset about that. So something's not right with that. And we know that hospitals are getting paid to, they get money if they say they have COVID. So this kind of makes it, amplifies it, and makes it maybe worse than it really is. And I'm not downplaying it, and I'm not trying to tell people not to wear masks. I'm not against that. But I just think that there's an agenda. Something is going on. Now, you heard in some of my other shows where we talked about COVID was actually an illness that came out of nature. In one of my channeling shows, we talked about how it came forward to awaken us and give us an opportunity to slow down and see things. And I think that's possible. But I also believe that there were maybe two versions of this virus, one that came from nature, which is maybe not as harmful, and one that came from a laboratory. And if you heard my interview with Joy, she kind of hinted at that she saw a man, and I think he said he was Chinese, and he was being held captive because he had discovered some things that had gone on, and then they eventually killed him. That's what she felt was going on. So, you know, who do you trust in all that? And do our psychics, do they have the ability to see things? I think so. Sometimes they're wrong. We can't put everything into it. So moving on to what we're seeing now. And I wanted to do a show this week about a new heaven and new earth. And really what got me thinking about doing this was, you know, what I learned over 30 years ago from William Cooper, from Ramtha and other sources, that things weren't going to get bad. They could have got real bad when these global elite took over, and the planet would not be a pleasant place to live. And I've always kind of held that in the back of my mind, hoping that that would never come forward. It sure seems like that's going on right now, or is it? So then I started thinking differently. And then I figured there's going to be two Earths. If we are ascending to this fifth dimension, I'm really pretty sure there's going to be two. I don't see just one. I have to question everything. Is ascension even going to happen? And if so, why? Why is it even necessary? So let's go back and look at the two Earths. A friend of mine who I work with, his name is Tommy, and he's Catholic. And we sit around, we have spiritual talks, and we both like it because maybe it offers some insight for me or him. You know, we both have questions about things. And he shares some of what he learned through his Catholic religion. And I used to be Lutheran, but I don't know that much about, you know, I took 3 years of confirmation and things like that. But, you know, with me, the Bible has always left a lot of questions. And Ramtha talked about how they left a lot of stuff out, or they manipulated the words or twisted them around. Plus, it's been translated so the meanings aren't accurate. But there are some things, he said, that are accurate, he said. Some of the truths they left in, just enough to snag you. And then also some of what's written in Revelations was left alone because they didn't really know what John, and I think that was written in 94 AD, at least according to historians, by John. And I don't think it's John the Apostle. They don't really know who John is and all these visions he had. So we're going to talk a little bit about Revelations and what I believe it could be, just from judging by what other people, my own gut feeling on these things, my own sense. And then I had this ability, I sensed something not long ago that really made me see things in a different light. And where does this come from? Where does it, it was like somebody told me this in my head. It just popped in there. And this goes back more than a couple months ago. And I hinted around about it on my shows. Now, let me again say, I'm not here to rile anybody up because people are so far on one side or the other, the left or the right, this candidate versus that. And if you ask me before all of this, before going back years, I've felt that both sides were manipulating and controlling us. And they put two people up there, neither of which truly were meant to serve us. And this is something that was echoed by William Cooper, and many others have talked about this ramp as well. That's how they keep control. And they, being the global elite, the world bankers, who run pretty much everything, in my opinion. And they are influenced by darker beings known as, some of them call them reptilians. You know, we've had, I've heard that for years, and now more's coming out about that. And it's funny because Linda Godfrey, who's been on my show before, she actually went and investigated a sighting of a reptilian being that came out of the water near La Crosse, Wisconsin. So, you know, I think these things are real, at least as far as existing physical. People have seen them, but they're mostly actually dimensional beings that are very, well, they don't have a lot of light. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to go down this. I'm not going to give them a whole lot of power, and you shouldn't either. So if they do exist, or even if darkness does, the more we talk about it, the more we think about it, the more we give it a name, the more we give it power. And I'm here to give it love. So if you're listening, I'm sending love. Because that's the most powerful thing in the world. And that's what's going to take over eventually. So we talk about, with Tommy, the Bible, and he was bringing up some things. And he says, you know, I just don't understand when they say a new heaven and a new earth. And I said, well, you know, it's mentioned a couple times, and it's mentioned in Revelations. And what I took away from that is what I learned from others, and also what Ramtha had to say, and it just makes sense. I think instead of having a really dark planet, and then there's the fifth dimension that people are going to escape to, which would kind of be like the rapture, where people would just disappear one day. Maybe that's what the rapture was meant to be. I think it's going to be a good planet, and I say that for several reasons. So the new heaven would be, to me, you know, it doesn't make sense. Why would he create a new heaven? Well, the new heaven would be the fifth dimension. Maybe that's what Revelations was referring to. And the new earth would be a peaceful earth that is no longer controlled by beings that have had control for 26,000 years or longer, part of that cycle, part of what the Mayans were talking about when their calendar ended, the end of the old world, the end of the ways, and others have said that. So that's how I, you know, I'm really beginning to see it that way, although it doesn't look that way when you look at all the stuff going on. It's like, and there's so much division and hatred. It's going to take a major awakening event, which I think is going to happen, to, and it's not going to, we may not even see it. It's just going to, you wake up one day and you start thinking differently. And how do I know that? Because that happened to me. I just, in my 20s, living down in Mississippi, one day I just woke up and things were different. And I think that I had a moment, a great awakening. And I think we all can, will have that. And we'll look back at our lives and go, wow, why did I believe in that? How did I not see that maybe that wasn't the truth? So I'm not here to rile anybody up, but I'm going to reveal something I've been keeping hidden, because do you say things or do you just avoid them? You don't want to rile people up if you pick any political side over the other. I'm not picking sides. I am an independent, more of a libertarian. I don't agree with either the Democrats or Republicans completely. I do agree with some of the things they talk about, and I think some of the things that Donald Trump has done has actually been good for this country, and probably many things not. His biggest problem is how he divides people with his language. So if he truly was here to serve us or help us, he's not exactly acting that. But then again, there are those that say he was chosen by an alliance. And they picked him because he was that way, not afraid. He was a little brash. He wouldn't back down. Do I believe that? Possibly. Anything's possible. I will say that two people who I know pretty well, or at least, you know, fairly well, both told me they saw Donald Trump, the president, involved in saving children? And some of you don't want to hear this, but or think that this is possible. I'm just going to pass on what I heard. And I think Steve was the one who saw them in underground bunkers, these children. Well, this supports what many are saying, including that documentary Out of Shadows, that they're trying to save these children from these satanic groups that have been using them for a long time, kidnapping many, many children. I believe that's going on. Whether or not there's an alliance to save them, whether or not Trump is involved in saving them, I don't know. And I'm just going to leave it at that and not get emotionally involved in any of it. But for two psychics to tell me that they had visions of that, that's kind of interesting. And then my thought that popped in my head, which I feel was somebody telling me, maybe my higher self or God or whatever, the thought was that Trump's going to win the election, but he's going to step down. And I thought, what? I remember thinking back at the thought. I thought to the thought. I said, how can that be? And Pence was not going to take over. I said, nah, that can't work. Why would they both? And then I began to realize somebody else is going to step in. It's like the job is going to be done, and they're stepping aside. Now, I could be totally wrong, and I'm not here to build up somebody or take somebody down. But I do believe, well, I do trust the two people that I know that saw a vision. Maybe they're wrong. The thought that popped in my head, totally independent of all of that, and it came from I don't know where. And then I started reading more of, you know, things that the Alliance and others are talking about. And I didn't know this before, that they say the president will step down after he's done with his job and someone else will step in. A new republic will be formed, which I think it has to be. Whether or not that's true, what they're saying, I definitely agree. We need something new. And the whole world needs this. You look at parties that represent anybody. England has three of them, I believe, and they're always gridlocked, and they don't seem to represent the people. We have two of them here, and they don't represent, I don't believe they represent the people, all of us. They might represent a group over here and a group over there, but, you know, like Joy told me when we did that channeling session, if it's not good for everybody, it's good for no one. Joe Biden's talking about how he would restore health care, which I think we do need to have some kind of free health care, but I don't support health care because to me it's drug care. Now, if you're talking about healing others naturally or with natural items, or maybe sometimes you have to use certain things as far as medications, but eventually we're going to have energetic healing. And we will look at this other stuff and go, we don't need that. Nobody's even looking into that. So why? The same old thing. And, you know, we had Obamacare. Maybe you loved Obamacare, but I didn't because I made too much money to qualify. And when I had to use it, and I underestimated what we were going to make. My wife lost her job. And then we had it for a short time. And after that, you file your taxes and you're going to estimate what you think you're going to make. Well, I don't know if she's going to work again. So I wanted to get the best price I could. Well, I underestimated. We wound up having to pay a pretty big chunk back into the federal government. And I guess what I didn't like the most about it is we're going to fine you if you don't belong to this. And I think that's just government control. That's a way of taxing us. We're going to force you to do this. What if I don't believe in it? What if I don't want it? Shouldn't I have a choice? That's why I'm against that. It wasn't a great thing, in my opinion. Maybe it was for you. Again, if it's not good for everybody, how can it be good for anyone? So to go around saying that this was a wonderful thing, you truly didn't connect with everybody then. Either you just don't know or you're lying through your teeth. And I look at, when they were trying to pass that and the Republicans were hesitant to do it and Nancy Pelosi said, well, just pass it. You'll know what it's all about. Because it was so long. the bill was so long, it was several hundred pages. And they said, well, we don't have time to read this. And she said, well, just pass it and then you can read it. Well, nobody would do that in their right mind. You wouldn't sign your name to something without making sure you know what it is. Now, I'm not accusing the Democrats of being any more corrupt than the Republicans. They're both corrupt, in my opinion. Not to knock anybody, not to rip on anybody. But I just think when you have systems that are set up where these people are wealthy, for the most part, all these people are wealthy, and nothing wrong with having wealth. A lot of people use it for good. But they're so far out of touch from reality. Then they get in there and they get all these perks. Then they have these lobbyists. Then they also have to agree with everything their party says or they don't get funding for re-election. It's just, how can you have an open mind and speak freely? I'm waiting for somebody that likes both, you know, things from here, from the Democrats. I like this over here from the Republicans. And take a combination of all of it. But nope, if you cross that party line, well, then you're no longer part of their group and they're going to come after you. Something's not right with that, and it needs to be replaced. And that's what I'm feeling is going to happen, is that we're going to get through this election. I don't know who's going to win, but if it is Trump, I feel he will step down. I don't know when. Both him and Pence, their job will be done. Well, it could be Biden. What do I know? Maybe he truly is, you know, more than... He doesn't appear to me like he's going to be working for us because he's one of them, and he's been part of that system for a long time. Doesn't mean necessarily I trust Trump completely neither. And I love both the men. They're both divine beings serving a role. And if you could put love in your heart towards them and towards anybody that disagrees with you, we wouldn't be having this question now, would we? People are so stuck to their guns. He's doing this. And a lot of it's just speculation and rumors. We don't know if Joe Biden's going to raise taxes $4 trillion. That seems like a scare tactic to me. We don't know 100%, you know, if Trump's going to try to get rid of Social Security, which is what they always threaten is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen. So who do I believe? I'm just going to leave it be. I'm going to trust my own inner instinct, inner guidance, that what's going to happen eventually is that we are moving towards a better world. And I believe the galactics are heavily involved. And maybe there is an alliance of human beings as well. There's a man I know that lives down in Florida, and he's been seeing all kinds of UFOs. He sent me pictures. I saw these lights in the sky myself a couple months ago, or maybe a month back. And I didn't know what they were. They just were flashes out of nowhere, and they showed up, and they disappeared. And the time is coming. It's coming, I believe, and maybe it's soon, that we're going to change things on the planet. People are saying, how can you do that? Look how divided people are. Like I said, if enough light gets here, we are going to one day just wake up from all this. We're being controlled. Our brains, our thoughts are being manipulated and controlled, whether you're on the left or the right. There is control, I think, on both. And you're so sure that your candidate is right and your stance is right. And I agree with a lot of it, but there's a lot of it I disagree with. Or I just don't see it that way. So what's going to happen is we're going to open our minds, get back to being centered, and we'll start to see the truth. And the truth has been kept from us about UFOs for a long time. The truth about our government has been kept from us for a long time. I think they've done some very corrupt things over the years and have destroyed a lot of life. Taken some of our presidents, killed them. They have done some very shady things. I think there is a deep state. I think there is a secret government within the government. Whether or not the president is speaking about it truthfully or is just using it to get election, to get votes, I can't say on that. I believe, you know, it's possible, but then I hear some of the things he says, and it's like, I don't know, you know? Maybe it's best to just stay centered and allow things, you know, certainly vote, but try to keep an open mind. Is there an agenda on the left, like the right is suggesting, that there's socialism and maybe communism and a Marxist agenda? Sure appears that way to me. You know, I remember my mom years ago said, you got to be careful of socialism. She said, it's called creeping socialism. And they try to slowly over generations get you to buy into it. And it's one step away from Marxism. She knew this because she lived under Hitler. So, I look at it this way. If you go too far left, you're going to get communism. If you go too far right, you're going to get fascism. So you really can't win. And it's designed not to win. And I could be wrong in all of it. And you guys could be right of all of it. I'm open to all of it. I listen, and I just, to me, that's the best thing. And then trust your inner voice, and that'll guide you. But people don't want to hear that. Everybody wants to think that Trump is horrible all the way through. I don't think that's true. Everybody wants to think Biden is a patsy. I don't know if that's true. He could be. He's certainly been in Washington for a long time, so that automatically makes me very leery of any, obviously, very high connections. And some of the things about him, I don't know if they're true or not. Some of the accusations that are being made. We can skip by all that and say that the world that's coming forward, the new earth that I believe will be here at some point, maybe next year, maybe 100 years from now, is going to be a world where we no longer have to work because we will receive the Nesira and Jesira. And if you listen to Dr. Phil DeLong, and even when I talked to Joy, and she was channeling some being, I don't remember, they both said it was possible to be here next year. And then more and more talking about this said, well, it's a redistribution of wealth. Well, that makes sense that that certainly could happen. I'm seeing more and more things point to this. And then we're going to have not only just the United States, but the world is going to be free for the first time in thousands of years from the bankers, from having to work for a living. So you can have more time. Yes, you might want to work to make a little more money, but eventually, you would think advanced societies, they don't work. Do they pay people? Do you think they trade money? Do you think the grays, when they come here, oh, here's a drachma or whatever they use? No. I think we agree to do certain things. And part of it is out of joy that we do things. So some people may still want to work at places, but a lot of that will be automated and replaced. And our basic necessities will be met. So I see a new earth where a lot of diseases will be cured because technologies that have been hidden will be brought forward. I will see a earth that slows down, the people slow down and become more loving towards one another. There will always be those, I think, that may not want to move forward with this because we're given choice. And so I think those, there has to be a place for them to be. That's why, you know, some people say there's only going to be one place, the fifth dimension. Well, I think, nah, some are going to say they don't want to do that yet. So where are they going to reside? Or are they going to be left behind? To me, if God is a loving being, just pure loving being, which I believe in my soul, then he doesn't really get involved, but he would want, or let's just say the universal law would allow that. We're not going to do that to anybody. We're going to allow them to live out whatever little fantasy they want. They're just, Earth will no longer be a place of darkness because that's what it no longer wants to be that. It wants to be a place of light. Will there be two Earths? Absolutely, I believe there will be. Why do we need a fifth dimensional Earth anyway? You know, they say if you get in the fifth dimension, you're going to have light bodies and you're going to be able to take your body with you and ascend, and you're also going to be able to never have to eat again if you don't want to. And there's all this speculation of what it's going to be. I'm thinking there's already been people here in the third dimension that have done that. Why do we need to go to the fifth? So what if the whole third dimensional thing is just the fifth dimensional thing is just kind of maybe it's a hoax. You know, I start thinking that. Here I've been talking about it for years, saying that this change is coming forward. But I'm thinking, why do we even need that? Unless there, you know, that's part of an experience. That's the new heaven. So this new heaven that's being created for us, granted, there are many levels of heaven, if you want to call it that. So the fourth dimension is disappearing, and we're going to move into the possibility to take our next step in the fifth. And I would believe a new heaven and a new earth would be that. And maybe that's what John was seeing. And of course, he talks about all this catastrophes coming to the planet, and Jesus coming back and waking up the dead and breaking the seven seals and all this stuff. And I just think, I remember Rampha talked about, he said, people that die, that believe that only Jesus is going to save them, he said, they will sleep. They will sleep and wait, he said, because that's their belief. And whatever you believe is what you experience. He said, we've tried to wake them up, but they won't. And they're waiting for Jesus. So maybe that's why Jesus would come back. Jesus is not going to come back to destroy anything. I don't believe. I don't believe there's an apocalypse coming. I don't believe that we need to live in fear, because fear is what feeds these other beings. So with that being said, I have the belief that I think we are going to see some very good things. Now watch, I could be completely wrong. Boy, will I be eating my words. But I want to hold on to that. Otherwise, I might be a little loony believing, you know, looking at all this stuff that's going on. Staying centered is hard when you have all this rioting going on, which I don't agree with, which I think needs to stop. I don't have a problem with the demonstrations. Matter of fact, I think we do need to change things for African Americans or Black people or Native Americans, just any minority that's been. But also, we need to realize that not every police person is, I don't think they're racist. What do I know? What does anybody know? How do we know what's going on in the thoughts of these people? You know, when there's a shooting, right away everybody gets upset. But do you know or not if it was a racist motivated shooting? You don't. I don't think. You'd have to be able to read somebody's mind. So it might be, but is that a reason to destroy everything? No. And people also have to take personal responsibility for their actions. If they're doing something that's illegal and then they're trying to wrestle with police. So some of these incidents that happen, I think, in a way, if I was a police officer, what would I do? And other times, I think, yes, they definitely overreacted and shouldn't have shot. Every case is a separate case. And we have to look at it that way. And we have to allow justice, which, by the way, in the new earth, I don't think we're going to have prisons. Well, we'll have places that detain people, but try to, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll have places in this new earth that will help people to rehabilitate. It'll allow them to find light and put it in their heart. And if they choose not to, then they'll stay where they're at. We have to remove them from society, but we'll give them every opportunity to get light back in their life. That's what I see coming. And it won't be a jury. It'll be three psychic judges that'll look at somebody, and if the person lies, they'll say, well, we know you're not telling the truth. You want to try again? And we all have the psychic ability. It's just going to continue to develop. That's what I see the future being. We're not here to punish people, because part of it's karma. You know, there's so many reasons people do things. So instead, they will be rehabilitated. The opportunity to fill back up with light. Because when you think about it, anybody that does horrible things, either it's karmic payback or they are being convinced to do them by a darker being. And so their soul is pure love, all of us, even the darker beings. So if we reconnect with that, then what would we be? And if you start to remove darkness from this planet, and it eventually goes, and it will leave, as foretold by these ancient cultures, then we still will have a little unrest. But I think we'll have a really good thing. I've gone away from thinking that things are going to get really ugly. They appear that way now. But I'm really starting to believe, and maybe this gives you peace, and maybe I'm completely wrong on this. I'd be willing to. You know, it doesn't matter to me, my ego. I'm just offering this maybe to give people a little hope. Let go of the politics. Let go of having faith in one person or another. You can vote for them, you can believe in them, but attacking other people because they don't agree with you on Facebook, which I see all the time, posting negative comments about someone, that doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. And it just keeps the fire is burning. A friend of mine keeps saying, I don't know why anybody would vote for Trump. And I thought, well, because they believe in some of the things he's doing, they're willing to overlook a lot of the things that they don't like about him. And then other people say that you know, the Democrats, if you vote Democrat, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, I'm not here to rile anybody up, but you're buying into something that isn't, you know, they're not truly here to help people. And, you know, again, we don't know 100% on any of this, what the intentions are, unless you can read minds. You can look at people and how they've been. You can see their track record. Yeah. I'd say if it was up to me, neither one of them completely. I don't trust either one of them. But who knows? You know, light can come through to everybody. So you could get somebody in there. Let's say you don't believe Joe Biden is the man. And he gets in. A lot of people are going to be very upset. But he can change over the course of his life, just like President Trump can, because light is going to hit all of us. And whoever's sitting in that office, they maybe had other intentions that weren't in our best interest, but they will wake up. That's what I'm saying. And then they will step down, I believe, because then we'll elect a new republic. And we'll make the rules so that they apply to everybody. And we'll start to have technologies brought forth, because the ETs will be here. They're showing themselves now. I believe they will be. I don't know when. You know, James Tiberin passed away, and I'm going to miss that. I know it was part of his journey, but he was the one that channeled Archangel Metatron, and I really liked reading what Metatron had to say. And Metatron said, things are not going to come completely forward for 300 years. 300 years. I thought, oh, man. He said the next big thing coming forward, I think, is 2038, and then there's another thing in 2075. But he said a lot of things that were outright, you know, very detailed, and that's what I liked. He named names about things and why things happened. He talked about so many different things. So, James, I want to thank you for your service, for being a part of the light. And I know it's part of your journey. It's nothing to be sad about. But I'm going to miss the conversations that you had with Archangel Metatron, because I found those very interesting. And, you know, maybe he felt the need. His wife passed away not long ago. And maybe he felt the need to work in spirit, like a lot of people do. A lot of people that are passing now could be just going on and going somewhere else, or they could be choosing to help out in spirit. I'm sure that's, I don't know. I'm guessing that perhaps is what James is doing. So we're going to have a bumpy ride for a while yet, I got to believe, and we're going to get through this COVID, and then eventually that'll be gone, and we're going to get past the fear of it. And if they do develop a vaccine, I'm leery about taking anything before, you know, I just know what vaccines do to people, in my belief system, and what they've done to our children. So both of them are pushing for a vaccine, both candidates. Who do you trust? Trust the light. The light is always going to be, and keep asking for it, and keep sending love. I think it's about, you know, that we're not helpless, nor should we feel helpless. And if I perish tomorrow or next week, it's just my physical body. I hope I make it to ascension. And I believe ascension could happen right here. I don't know if we need the fifth dimension. Anyway, that's all I want to say. I thought I'd share some things. It's been a while since I did a show. And we'll talk again soon. Blessings. And hopefully nothing I said today, you got to see a little bit of both sides the way I presented it. And you realize that I don't have bad intentions towards either's. I'm not here to attack anyone, because we gain nothing. Only to spread love is the only thing I would recommend. It's up to you. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon and support those kind of things. Now's the time to find love. Now's the time to stay neutral, in my opinion. Stay centered. And just see how things go. And trust your own instincts. Love and joy.